B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Stephanie, you want to check up on Josh.
Yeah, we've been together for a year, but it's been an absolutely amazing year. And my only problem, he travels a lot. And that's not even a big thing, because every time that he travels, you know, he'll call me every single night when he gets back to the hotel. And then last week, he went to New York, and it was just so weird because we FaceTimed, and I swear I saw a girl behind him. If it wasn't a girl, then he was in a haunted hotel room with some beautiful woman, and...
Oh, boy.
I swear I saw it, and I feel insane.
Okay, but what do you need our help for if you've already seen her? I mean...
I'm not 100% positive.
What, were they, like, naked, or...
He had his shirt off, which, that's not even unusual. It's his hotel room. Of course he can do that. And I didn't know what she was wearing. I barely saw her. It was for a second, and it really... It could just be my mind playing tricks on me, but I need to know.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't say, like, hey, who was that, or what was that, or you didn't yell ghost or anything? You just...
You didn't yell ghost.
I said, are you there alone? And he said, yeah, of course I am. I said, oh, okay. I just thought I saw something. And he said, what did you think you saw? I said, no, nothing. Never mind. Because it was for a second.
Did you ask him to show you the rest of the room or anything?
I did. I said, hey, show me your room. And he kind of, like, he showed me the bed, and then he showed me, like, a little piece of the room, but he didn't show me everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something about this, though, Stephanie and Roy and Loren, where, like, she legit doesn't know. She thinks she does.
Yeah.
You know?
You just need that.
She needs the assurance.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll give him a call, and the test is, if he doesn't send the roses to you, and he sends them to someone else, and that means he's cheating. Now, if he does send them to someone else, remain quiet, because we want to hear what he puts on the note. That could tell a lot about the relationship.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Josh. My name is Sydney. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and we're a brand new romantic gift company in town. We're just cold calling some people to see if you would like $100 in beautiful red roses to send to someone you love free of charge in exchange for telling your friends about our services.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That sounds good.
Okay. So I just need to get a little bit of information here from you. Let's start with who you'd like to send these beautiful romantic roses to.
Ooh, that's kind of a sticky situation because coworker. But
would you like me to send them to the office or to home? To her home.
You can send it to her home.
So I just need to know what you'd like to put on her card.
I don't know how we got into this mess, but I sure do love you.
Okay.
Are you serious, Josh? Are you serious right now?
Josh, that's Stephanie. She's been on the phone. She heard everything.
Are you serious?
This is War of the Roses with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's where we catch
shooters. You don't know how you got into this? Are you serious right now?
I am so... It is not. I am so sorry.
Was she there with you in New York?
Yeah, she was.
And so when I said, "Are you alone?" and you said, "Yeah," and you wouldn't show me around your room, was it because she was in there?
Yeah. I'm gonna lose my freaking job. I'm gonna lose my girlfriend.
Yeah, you're losing your girlfriend. You're probably going to lose your... It's Megan?
Why would he lose his job?
Wait, like,
I didn't mean to do this. I really didn't. I didn't mean for it to happen.
He's losing his job because his girlfriend, her husband also works with them.
Oh, she's married.
We were hanging out with them at the Christmas party. Oh, and you're going to send flowers to her house? What is wrong with you?
Josh, obviously you're cheating on your girlfriend, which isn't good, but Megan's been having an affair for how long? I mean, you might as well come clean.
Use your words.
Like 8 months, maybe longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's like almost the whole time that we've been dating. What is wrong with you?
I didn't mean to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I didn't mean for you to find out this way.
You blatantly wanted to hurt me because you could have just broken up with me.
How did you want her to find out if not this way?
I don't know. Like, I just thought it would end and then maybe down the road I would tell her. I don't know.
That's not even a smart way to think about it, Josh. You've been cheating on me for 8 months. 8 months with a married woman that you work with. How do you think that this was ever going to work out?
It's not what I wanted. It just happened.
Oh, yeah, it just happened. Okay.
All right,
we're done. We're done.
I'm so sorry. Can I just see you? Can I just talk to you about this?
No, you can go see Megan and her husband, and you can go talk to them about it as much as you want to.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.